O'Connell, Kayla O'Neill, and Dan Banky with your call tonight from Harbor Beach. The USA Patriots are in town in the final week of the regular season. In the last 24 years, the United States have had four different presidents. Michigan has had four different governors. And the city of Harbor Beach has had five different mayors since 1997. But since the waning years of the late 1900s, the Harbor Beach football program has had just one man at the top, and that'd be head coach Troy Schelke. Tonight is his 253rd game as a varsity head coach, all here at his alma mater.
Absolutely. He's 173-79. He's won 68% of his games. He's had 16 winning seasons through that stretch, and of course, one state championship. His last 10 seasons, he averages at least 9 wins. And against these USA Patriots, he has a record of 14-9, and he's actually won 8 of his last 9 tries against them.
With Troy Schelke being the quarterback for Alma College back in the day, it seems that he has always had a quarterback groomed and ready to go no matter the year. And this year certainly is no exception, and perhaps the most prolific passer in school history. Making his 17th start on varsity tonight would be senior quarterback Dylan Kadar.
Kadar stands 6 foot, 175 pounds. He's 35 of 61 on the year. He does have one interception, but he's passed for 667 yards and 8 TDs. That's a 57% completion percentage. Oh, and by the way, he's rushed 49 times for over 100 yards and 2 more scores. He was actually the leading rusher against Marlette last week. He had 98 yards on just 8 carries and 2 rushing touchdowns.
The backfield of Harbor Beach saw both of their main horses graduate in Devin Puff and Michael Anderson, who accounted for over 1,300 yards rushing the ball in 2019. This year, the running back stable for the Pirates is a little banged up. Ethan Hessling and Caden Boynton have both missed games at least a game due to injury, leaving Luke Woodkey as the leading rusher for the Harbor Beach attack. As a team, the Pirates are averaging just 3 yards per carry for 2020.
Luke Woodkey, a junior, he was one of your big wide receivers when this team hits the spread offense, and because of his playmaking ability, when they have gone to the wing tee, he has been responsible to come in and play one of those end backers. And with that, he's led the team in rushing. 35 carries, 178 yards, 3 TDs. He had 2 rushing touchdowns last week. He's actually averaging 5 yards per carry. But keep an eye on guys like Levi Klasky and Caden Boynton. This offense is looking for a spark in the running game, so don't be surprised if one of those guys get a few extra opportunities to try to jumpstart this offense.
What the Pirates lack in a running game, they certainly make up for in their passing attack. Harbor Beach is averaging 133 yards through the air per game. Majority of those yards are credit to Luke Woodkey and Tanton Babcock, being in sync with Dylan Kadar. Together, Woodkey and Babcock account for 68% of catches and 81% of passing yards.
Those are the guys you got to keep an eye on. Luke Woodkey, 14 receptions, 323 yards and 3 TDs. Tanton Babcock, 10 catches of his own, just 219 yards, but he's got 5 touchdowns on the year. Mason Booms, the guy they will miss on the opposite side, he had 8 catches, 85 yards before a broken arm has ended his season. So who will fill in that role? Tanton Babcock has stepped up great, but other guys like Levi Klasky, you might have heard it here first, are guys that are going to get a few extra reps at that wide receiver position when they do decide to spread it out.
And with Ethan Hessling being out tonight, you're actually going to see Elliot Seaman get the start as well. And we are just 10 minutes away from kicking off Greater Thumb Conference crossover game that has taken place every year since 1973. The USA Patriots are on the road taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates in the final week of the regular season. Keep it locked on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. Up next, a direct comparison between the Patriots and the Pirates.
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in Auto Value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to Auto Value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your Auto Value store, Huron Auto Parts lived by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Listen to The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and now streaming live on YouTube. Just go to YouTube.com and search for WLW Sports, and you'll be able to see us broadcasting from our new studio of The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. As the crow flies, 42 miles separate USA and Harbor Beach High Schools on opposite ends of Huron County. For those who are heading east for tonight's game, hopefully going in the opposite direction of most Sugar Beet trucks, it's a 46-mile journey across Sebring Road, north on M53 and east on M142. In regards to school size, USA is the third small school in the Greater Thumb Conference with 239 high schoolers, ahead of only Harbor Beach and Ubley. There are 206 Pirates enrolled in high school on the east side, and that puts both USA and Harbor Beach both squarely in Division 8 for the MHSA playoffs. So in regards to school size, it's USA by 33 students. Tonight is the 47th time the Pirates and Patriots have squared off against each other in football. Harbor Beach has won to 31 times since 1972, USA with 16. Despite the fairly lopsided record, the average score, though, between USA and Harbor Beach is a difference of just 4 points. The average score since 1973 is Harbor Beach 22, USA 18. 5 games in the 2020 season, USA's had the third most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, behind only Cass City and Sandusky. The Patriots are scoring 38 points per game. For Harbor Beach, they're on the lower half of the conference at number 8. The Pirates score on average 24 points per game, so on offense, it's USA by 2 touchdowns, 14 points. Defensively, in 2020, USA is the number 6 defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, Harbor Beach number 7. The Patriots are allowing 16 points or 2 touchdowns per game. The Pirates are giving up just under 23 points per game or 3 touchdowns per game plus a few two-point conversions. So defensively, it is USA by 6 points. Las Vegas has set their line for the game. They're confident in that line unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Hunter Biden Sports Wagering Department sector factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location. The spread for tonight's game sits at USA 11.5 points. Tonight is the 297th day of the year, meaning there are just 68 days left until 2020 is nothing but a distant memory, hopefully. And thank you for joining us for our broadcast tonight. Whether you're listening at home, out for a walk, out in the fields, or maybe riding your skateboard drinking some Ocean Spray cranberry juice. Which, Dave, that leads me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this one?
Absolutely.
This week's trivia topic is cranberries. Cranberries. Hmm. With all the entire world seemingly to be obsessed with Fleetwood Mac and Ocean Spray cranberry juice, thanks to TikTok, it just seemed as a fitting topic for tonight. And we also got word, my wife, Rochelle Ramsey, not here tonight, but she's listening. So hello, Rochelle. All right, so here's our question number one. Cranberries are, in fact, native to Michigan and were once a major crop in this state. In 1836, the first exports loaded onto